All right, let's talk about what the Bills are going to do at center this year, because all signs point to Connor McGovern transitioning from guard to center. It's a position Eric Wood played. He knows it very well. He could speak better than anyone we could bring on about what that entails, especially playing for Aaron Cromer. Now, there's been a lot made of Connor McGovern's size. Look, Mitch Morse wasn't a small guy either, right? He was also a guy that was, you know, a pretty big center. But is there something to be kind of maybe concerned about, or is there an adjustment that Josh Allen has to make to having one of the bigger centers in the league?
No, and actually Connor's what, an inch shorter than Mitch Moore. So the only thing you'd be concerned about, and the only person I ever really heard talk about it, was Tom Brady when he wanted his centers. And maybe this is just, you know, something else that people brought up, but Tom's centers were always like 6'2 or smaller. But, you know, I was 6'4, Mitch 6'6, Connor, I believe, is 6'5. And I don't think there's that much, you know, of a big deal there with him being 6'5" and being in front of Josh. You know, to me, when I look at this transition, though, this is a guy who played a ton of ball at center in college. He's comfortable with it. He said multiple times that center is his natural position. That's exactly how I felt when I entered the NFL. The Bills put me at guard for a year and a half. Jeff Hangartner got hurt my second year. I actually had a high ankle sprain at the time and had missed the previous two games, at least one game, and got hurt the previous. So I was out, you know, almost 2 weeks, and they said, hey, if you come back this week, we'll let you play center. So I taped it up, you know, did what I had to do to get through that game, but I wanted to go back to playing center because that was my natural position. When I hear Connor McGovern talk about wanting to get back to center, I could see it from my own perspective because that's exactly how I felt. And not that, you know, there's a huge difference between playing center and guard, but when you're the center, you get to make all the calls. You direct the offensive line. You're the leader of the group. So it's from a leadership perspective, from a, you know, if you have that knack, that want to be able to make the calls in each and every play and run the show, then you want to be in the pivot. And that's where I can hear it in Connor's voice. And then also from a skill set, yes, Connor has been a very good guard, but if you have what it takes to be a good center and you get those guys right on top of you a lot of plays and you get your hands on them, you can really dominate that position. If you have, you know, kind of the muscle memory, if you've built up those reps of playing center, comfortable, you know, snapping and stepping at the exact same time. And so to me, I feel like it'll be a natural transition for him. Now, he played so good at guard last year next to Deion, yeah. And, you know, Deion played well too. It almost makes me think, well, was there anybody else? Is it a Alec Anderson? Is it a Van Pran Granger? Can those guys, you know, hop into the pivot? But the way it's looking right now, it's looking like they're going to put McGovern at center, and I think he's going to have a heck of a year.
Eric, what would need to happen for the line to take a step forward? And I know how difficult that would be considering how good they were last year. Felt like everybody last year played exceptionally well. Is there a possibility, though, that this young line could continue to get better?
I think so. I mean, Deion played at such a high level last year. There's no reason to think that he couldn't replicate that. Spencer Brown took a step forward last year. Can he take another step forward? Osiris Torrance was playing as a rookie last year, and I thought he played extremely well, but it was far from perfect, and you don't expect a rookie to step in there and be perfect at a lot of times, but I think he can definitely make improvements this year. And then, you know, David Edwards, we'll see what he can do at left guard. And then, you know, Mitch Morse played great last year, but can Connor McGovern, you know, step in and play equal or maybe even better? He's younger. He's likely more powerful. You know, is he as athletic as Mitch Morse? I'm not sure, but, you know, I have a lot of confidence in Joe Brady to be able to utilize each of their skill sets to their advantage. And I say that, you know, we pull our tackles in Buffalo more than anyone in the NFL, but Cromer will tell you when you have guys as athletic as Spencer Brown and Deion Dawkins, then you do that because Spencer Brown, even though Osiris Torrance has a shorter way, let's say they're running trap to the left. Well, a lot of times that's the right guard pulling. Well, Spencer Brown's so athletic, he can get there. And so this is getting way into the woods, but it's easier for Osiris Torrance to block back on the three technique and then pull Spencer Brown as opposed to Spencer Brown trying to cut off the three technique and then you pull Osiris Torrance. So to me, I've always been impressed with how Aaron Cromer can scheme up run blocking schemes up front. Was really impressed with what Joe Brady did for the remainder of the season last year when he took over. And I'm excited to see what he can do full-time duties as offensive coordinator with a full year or full offseason to prep for this upcoming season as well.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the way I asked it was about Connor McGovern. Maybe, you know, we all we think he'll be fine, but can the guards be what they were, right? And you're right. Can David Edwards fill the role of Connor McGovern? And can Osiris Torrance take a step and replicate by playing every single snap, which was incredible, by the way, last year that he did that. But also, Eric, I mean, you mentioned it. Alec Anderson, they signed Lael Collins, who they can play at guard and tackle. Ryan Vandermark is a really nice player. I think this team has a lot of depth on offensive line, and that's something you're going to need to sustain a 17 game season through 18 weeks plus playoffs.
Right. And these offensive linemen also become very valuable as far as, you know, end of training camp moves as well. We've seen Brandon Bean flip these guys for draft picks when they've, you know, had a ton of depth on the offensive line. You know, they bring Will Clapp in. He's got some experience in this league, and you know, they got a lot of guys that can play ball up there. So to me, they're in a very, very good spot on the offensive line right now. It's far from any of my concern heading into the season.
Eric, what do you think the Bills' identity should be on offense this year? Because we've kind of gotten used to what it has been for the last like 4 years. And then at that point when Joe Brady took over last year, it changed a little bit, but that also led to more team success. Should it be more of what we saw during Joe Brady's 8 games? Or is that just kind of what he could do with the pieces that he had? And we'll see a completely new spin on it coming up this season.
That's a great question. I mean, to me, it looks like it's going to be somewhat of a balanced attack in, you know, but I honestly think it's going to be game plan specific. If, you know, when I looked at how Joe Brady would scheme against defenses for the remainder of the season, he even said, look, I'm using plays that were in Ken Dorsey's playbook because you can't, you know, change all the terminology and, you know, midseason like they were in. So he's kind of using Ken's plays, maybe some one-off game plan specific plays. But to me, it's going to be a balanced attack, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's 50-50 run and pass. I think they're always going to have some type of run element in there, whether that's with Josh in the red zone. But, you know, we'll see a lot of James Cook throughout the season. But I think it's going to be game plan specific and where they can catch advantages out there. You know, they have, you know, kind of a group of receivers right now. When you look at it on paper, they all kind of have their individual roles to where maybe it's, you know, maybe we don't have the Stephon Diggs out there, but it's going to be more just specifically attacking matchups or attacking what the coverage is giving you and not necessarily saying, hey, we need to get this guy 8 balls a game. And so I'm honestly excited about what this offense can be. And although they lose Diggs on the outside, I don't have concerns that this is not going to be a team that's top 3 in the NFL in offense again this season. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.